evening, sports fans. I'm going to do another Liberty Land podcast. Technically, this will be number 7, probably never get aired. As I've been discussing the concepts of Liberty Land via the internet on these podcasts, action has been proceeding apace on the ground to turn my concepts that I've been discussing into reality. And it's a project I've worked on for the last 8 years, make it 12. I think it was at Southeastern Public Safety when I first thought that, hey, you know, this gun selling business is the business I want to do. But even then, there were things about how the shop was run at Southeastern I did not care for and would not replicate my own environment. But, you know, that's one of those things in hindsight you can make a statement about. Anyway, Liberty Land, number 7. It's the 14th of January, and it's I've been advised it's almost 11 o'clock. So I started a little late on this podcast, but what the hey. Anyway, like I said, it probably never will be aired, so it's immaterial to some degree. Well, on the practical front of Liberty Land, I haven't informed anybody who's in the listening audience, all 4 or 5 of you, that there's actually a location that is being considered inside DeKalb County, inside 285. ITP, baby. ITP. An indoor range and a gun shop. ITP. Oh, not to take anything away from Chuck's. I mean, Chuck's is a fine gun shop. You know, it's a high-end place. It's up in Buckhead, been there for years, and really worth the trip. If anybody ever comes to Atlanta and wants to see the finest guns in the city, they need to go to Chuck's up in Buckhead. So Chuck's is, but it has no range, nor have they any interest in a range. They view it as more of a liability than a positive, okay? But anyway, Liberty Land, the startup operation, 9,000 square feet of M-zoned industrial space here in DeKalb County on the northern end of the county, inside 285, with a brand new off-ramp, easy to navigate to, one road in, one road out, the furthest thing from a standard retail location that you would want. But that is okay, because even though we are retail, we're not standard retail. I believe the location would be the best choice we can find to still be located inside the perimeter on, you know, the east side of town over here in DeKalb County. Now, interestingly enough, we have discovered in our dealings with the county government that ours is the very first DeKalb County indoor range permit ever applied for. I find that unique. There's several that are located in Gwinnett County, one just over the line right up Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, maybe 8 miles from our proposed location. And it's an okay range, but it's a small purpose-built building. And it's not a bad shop. They do have product for sale. You know, maybe 200-300 guns, somewhere in that line. Still a very limited rental category. And because of the exposed location, some of the clientele that I've seen in there, I don't particularly care to hang out with. So the idea of a secluded range inside the perimeter, with a heavy emphasis on safety and security, is the way to go. And that is what Liberty Land will be. In addition to being a gun shop and an indoor range, we have an expressed political bent. You know, half the ownership is libertarian, rabidly libertarian, to the extent that I personally have worked on Senate campaigns and learned a great deal about politics and experience. So I want to try and fold the political side of the Libertarian Party into the firearm side of a commercially operated indoor range. One thing we are definitely going to do is require membership in the ranges. This is open to the public, but in order to use facilities, you've got to be one of the members. And one of the prerequisites for membership is being a libertarian, paying your $25 a year to the Georgia Libertarian Party. Okay, you get a card. You know, they send you the party platforms. It's a laminated card you can stick in your wallet. It ain't super cool, but, you know, it's a card that says, hey, I'm a libertarian. I think we ought to go with badges myself. Some people might feel that's a bit ostentatious, but, you know, when you're a libertarian ranger, and that's what libertarians are, they're rangers. When you're a libertarian ranger, you should be able to distinguish yourself, you know. Probably ought to take a look at that old Texas Ranger 5 peso piece cut in the shape of a star that just says Ranger on it. I mean, that to me would be elegant, you know? Because anybody can be a libertarian. If there were more libertarians in Mexico, there'd be fewer Mexicans in the United States, because their system would work properly down there if it was administered under a libertarian point of view, much like our system in the United States would work properly if libertarians were in charge and it had a libertarian point of view. You know, it may be a bit acerbic for some people, but hey, you know, you're living in the land of liberty, the finest country on the face of the world. You know, you got to be a bit of a hair shirt about some things. You know, less government. You know, you should be willing to bear the burden of less government. That means more personal responsibility. Lower taxes. That's an effect of less government, which allows you to keep more of your money. And, you know, libertarians have to grant, at least personally, I grant the idea that it does take money to run a government. It just doesn't need to be near as damn big as it is right now and doing as many things as it's doing. Its role in my life needs to be less. You know, it's my life as a nation. I mean, my life as a citizen of this nation. You know, I do not owe the nation. The nation belongs to me. All the resources that reside under the North American continent, I believe, are in fact the property of the citizens of the United States. It's national treasure, you know, national treasure. And because it's a national treasure and I'm a citizen of the nation, I'm entitled to a slice of it. You know, that's my kind of libertarian take on that. But anyway, we're moving ahead with the project. But we're in peril. I have to say this. The project's in peril because it lacks capital. And we're not talking bailout capital. We're not talking Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme capital. We're not talking bail GM out capital. We're not talking bail Chrysler Dodge and Cerberus Investment Group that owns Chrysler Dodge out capital. Hell no. You know? If they would take that $1 trillion that they're talking about spending and just divide it by the number of adult taxpayers in the country, or the number of voters. You got 100 million voters, all right? You realize that $1 trillion is enough to send each 100 million Americans that voted in the last election? How much money, if you divided $1 trillion by 100 million, would each of us get? Well, let's see. $1 trillion is 1,000 millions. $1 trillion is 1,000 millions. And there are 100 million, so each one would get $10 million. That sound right? That can't be right. I gotta lose it. I've lost a decimal somewhere. But hey, it sure sounds good, you know? $1,000 billion, and $1 billion is 1,000 million. Hell, that may work out to, for 100 million voters, that may work out to $1 million a piece. And God damn it, if I could get my hands on $1 million by the end of the month, the project would roll forward. I believe quite a few projects might roll forward. You know, I mean, I've got to focus on an indoor range and gun shop. You know, what about those cats out there that are, like, focused on the next breaking energy system? You know, what if there's a guy, I don't know, in Dallas that has a concept, you know, a working concept of the 100-year battery? You know, it's a big son of a bitch. I mean, it's the size of a 55-gallon trash can, 55-gallon drum, and it weighs a couple of hundred goddamn pounds. I mean, the 100-year battery has got to be wheeled around on a forklift or a hand truck, specially designed hand truck with pneumatic risers in front, because you'll never tip it on your own. You know, I mean, it's dense. It's a battery. It's heavy as fuck. You know, but it's got 100 years worth of power for your house. You know, I've talked about the 100-year battery in another podcast. I believe it was one of the communiques. But, you know, if you're going to have an energy revolution, you know, let's have an energy revolution. You know, why should anybody pay for power? Why? It's just electrons. Jesus. I mean, we're on the internet. It's just electrons. If a little bit of electrons can be free or virtually free, then why the hell can't a lot? What's standing in the way of that? You know, and if we got a huge stimulus from the government, if each of us, if everybody who was registered to vote and voted in the last election got $1 million from Uncle Sam, you know, that might be enough to turn the whole fucking thing around. Now, wait a minute. A billion is 1,000 millions. All right. So then a trillion is 1,000 billions. Still, how many? 100 million goes into that. 1,000 millions. 100 million can go into 10 times. That's $10 a pop. But 1,000 billions is $100 a pop. Is it $100? Is it $1,000? What would it be? What would 100 million go into a trillion at? You know. But hell, if we all got $1,000,000. Okay, so it cost $100 trillion. Well, you know. What's the problem? Just $100 trillion. Turn the goddamn presses on, man. Don't make nothing but Benjamins. Fuck. Unleash it. Unleash us. Let the nation prosper. Let the nation prosper. You know, why do you seek to put these yokes on our necks? You know, why? Why does there have to be this perception that there is master and there is slave? You know, because that's the effect of the elites in our current culture. They are the masters and we are the slaves. You know, we have to pay exorbitant taxes to the government so the government can ensure that their standard of living never falls. But us proles down here at the bottom, man, hey, so you lose your house and you get thrown the fuck out. So your car gets jacked up in the driveway and towed off to some fucking place. And the finance company that you did the deal through at the dealership tells you not only do you got to give them a car payment, you got to give them 3. Or maybe 4. And then the tow company's got to get happy, you know. It's just fucking extortion. That's all it is. You know, and the mob, you know, honestly, I'd rather be fucked over by the mob than I would by the government. At least I could say, hey, it's the mob. You know, what do you expect? I got involved with them, and that's what happened. And the fucking government's just like the mob, except you can't get away from them. You know, I mean, check it out, you know. It's the government. So, like, you know, when you get born, you got to have a piece of paper from the government saying, you was born. But you're here. You got a family. Somebody gave you a name. You grew the fuck up. You're occupying space and time. Jesus Christ. Your body's an organized little glob of molecules flopping around. You know, you're spewing shit out of your pie hole from the things you've been taught and the stuff you've done seen and the places you've been yourself. You know? But the government says you got to have a piece of paper saying you was born. And that should be pretty goddamn self-evident to anybody who happens to be talking to you. Eh. Libertarianism. Liberty land. Money. Money stands in the way of the dream. All right. Hang on a second. I'll be right back. Oh, here's something I have been reading about and joking about at work. As today is the 14th of January, 2009. You know, somebody might be listening to this 100 years from now. Who the fuck knows? Or next year, or next week, and couldn't remember the events from this week. But here on the 14th of January, the state I live in, Georgia, is fixing to experience a cold snap. And it's been a bad one. It has slammed the northwestern part of the country, the midwestern part of the country, and has raced across the plains, popped up into the fucking Appalachians and Alleghenies, and is currently pouring into New York State with record lows for the next 2-3 days, like to Sunday. You know, we got a presidential inauguration on Tuesday, Jack. I mean, 20 January is coming down the road. So, and it's going to be a big inauguration because it's Barack Obama. Hey, check it out. America elected a black dude. Well, a half black dude, anyway, as its president. What does that say? The rest of the world. Pikers. Americans, revolutionaries. We will roll the fucking dice, you know. It is a national characteristic. But, you know, we got to see how the dude does. But, man, I'm just thinking. Because, you know, my concept of God as a Jedi is that he loves to fuck with you. You know, and I think God's going to fuck with Barack Obama on the 20th because I think God is going to make Washington, D.C. the coldest, most miserable place in North America. I think they're going to have 40-mile-an-hour winds, intermittent snow, sleet, and frozen rain. You know, just a howling blizzard of unpleasantness. And when you group that together with the fact that there's going to be a woefully woefully inadequate supply of porta potties, along with a projected record turnout for an inaugural. You know, 2, 3, maybe 4 million people are supposed to show up. That's a huge wad of people, man. That's a lot of damn Americans. You know? So today at work, I was like just joking around, you know, about how if you owned a porta potty company, and you could probably call up on a phone or send a fax or an email and get a contract with advance payment to supply, I don't know, however many porta potties you claim to possess. It might be 350, it might be 475, it could be as many as 1,400, who the fuck knows. And, you know, since you're a capitalist and you're dicking around with Democrats, you're going to gouge the fuck out of them. I mean, that's also part of the American spirit. Nothing like taking money from people in need. They will pay top dollar. And then, of course, you know, not making good on delivery because you never had the toilets in the first place because there was no time to check you out. They couldn't say no, and so, bang, what the hell? You know, it's a mob kind of sting. You know, contract for services rendered that never gets rendered. Anyway, I think God's going to fuck with Barry, and I don't think it's going to be such a pleasant day. Now, I could be totally wrong. You know, it might end up being some splendiferous, spring-like, you know, a little cool, not hot, not sweat-drenching, but, you know, 41, 42, you know, getting up to maybe 50, and everybody has a fine time, and that would be great. But it would be funnier if it was like blizzard from hell. Just to me. But I'm a twisted guy. What can I tell you? And, you know, really, it's a comedic effect trumps everything. You know, if it would be funnier tragically, in a tragic fashion, then funny still trumps. So, Liberty Land Project's moving ahead. I've been talking into the mic in an animated fashion for about 17 minutes now, and that's a bit long. Experience has shown me that the bits that are running under 12 download more frequently than longer bits, or get more web plays. And I know why. I mean, it's just a function of time. You know, who the hell has got a spare half hour to sit around and listen to some guy that he doesn't know talk about things on the internet? Well, you know, surprisingly enough, nearly 3,000 people have found that time so far for the Oddball podcast collection I've put up. I feel pretty good about that because I personally don't know 3,000 people. You know, in terms of personal acquaintances, I think I've talked about this on another podcast. That might be 25, maybe, you think, maybe? Well, you know, in terms of people that you, like, make an effort to hang out with, that's probably lower. It's more like 10, maybe 15. You know, depends on the time scale. Annual basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, I do enjoy chatting into the microphone, and I tend to continue to do so. So with that thought, this is Liberty Land, Episode 7. Probably not for public consumption, although it probably should be. I'll ponder that. I'll review it and see what I think. Thank you for your attention.